We're in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. And we'll be doing Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Yud Aleph, im ein lo ela kos echod. If somebody only has one cup, mekadesh bo balayla, he makes kiddush on it at night, ve'ena tomi menu. But you don't drink from that kos itself. Shalo yifki menu, you don't want to be pogum the cup, because then you won't be able to use it for kiddush for tomorrow. Ela shofech bimenu lekos acher, you pour that into another cup, ve'tom yayin shal kiddush me'akos hasheni, you drink from the second cup, you leave a revius in the first cup, and tomorrow you'll make kiddush on that. Ulamacher mekadesh mamash nisar bekos rishon. And tomorrow you'll make kiddush from what's left in the first kos. Now, how much do you pour out? You're supposed to drink a malo lugmav. The Magen Avraham brings down Tos v'shita that you're only yotze kosher brach if you drink from a kos that has a revius in it. So if that's the case, what you have to do is pour out of the kos of the kos into a second kos, leave behind a revius, betoim from the first cup from that revius, betoim a malo lugmav, and then pour back what you poured into the second one to be metak in the first one. And then you'll use it for kiddush tomorrow. Further, v'im lo hayabo el revius betzimtzum v'nechzim imenu balayla moz galamach lashlim el revius. If all you had was a revius, so what you can do is add some water to it if the wine is strong enough, that is. But the halachi is that there's precedence of leaving a kos for Abdullah then for Kiddush by day. Kiddush by day, which is a drabanan. So this is, for example, if the wine isn't strong enough and you can't dilute it. She yefshir b'pas, because Abdullah you can't make with pas. Mishi kadesh alav lo yeh lo yain la Abdullah. And he should make Havdol on the second. So what is this? That what you do is you have a kos for Friday night and one more kos, you can use that for Havdalah. Because Havdalah you can never make al anpas. Now, what happens if you have only one kos? What should you use it for? So the mashmos is that you should leave that for Havdalah and be makadesh al hapas. The Mishtabur brings down that some hold that you should make kiddush balayla, and that comes first, that takes precedence over Havdalah. If he has beer, so let him use the beer for Havdalah and use the wine for kiddush. Now, in a shul where they make Havdalah to be motzi people, and the kiddush is only a minig and they're not being motzi anyone, everyone agrees that Havdalah wins out over kiddush. What happens if he has two koses b'tzimtzum? So the halachi is that the kiddush of the laila and Havdalah have kedima over kiddush ayom. Sif Yud Beis. We wash only after kiddush. Not liyadav kodem kiddush. What about someone who washed his hands before kiddush? Goli daiti the rifta chavivale. Why is he washing before? Because he is showing bepoel with action. He is showing that he's really into his challah a lot more than into the wine. V'lo yikadosh al yain al pas. There he should not make kiddush on the yain, only on the pas. This is the mechaber shita, and this is a dafka where he did a maisa, and he is showing, by washing that the pas is chaviv to him. Hagah, the Ramah disagrees. There are those who hold that you're actually better off washing first, and yet make kiddush on wine. V'chein minik pashim dinas elu ve'ein l'shanas. Rak l'leil Pesach, and that is the minig, and according to the Ramah, the right thing to do, with the exception of Leil HaSeder, where there's a long hefsid between Kiddush and the Suda. Now, according to the Mechaber, you're not supposed to be mafsik. You're not supposed to be mafsik between Atilas Yadayim and the Motzi. That's why you're not washing before. But that's only the person who actually says Kiddush. Mishtabura says that even according to the Mechaber, everyone in the family, they're not saying the words of Kiddush. For them, the issue of Hefsik is less than for the Mekadesh. They can certainly wash beforehand. Now, Dafka, if somebody washed his hands, but if he didn't wash his hands, he just happens to like bread better, still he should say Kiddush on Yayin. Now, the Ramah holds that Kiddush is never a Hefsik, the reason being because it's a Tzorach of the Suda. And he says that if you're being Makadish, the halacha is that he should wash his hands first. Why is that? What he means is like this, that according to the Ramah, since when you want to actually make Kiddush over Pas, you'd have to wash first. So Chazal made a low plug, that in all cases you should wash first. Now, Lamaisa, the Achra of the Ramah was that you should wash first. And that is the minig of the Yekis, the German Jews, whereas the Nishtabur brings down that Rov Achronim say that you're better off making Kiddush before Netilas Yadayim. The Mishtabur also brings something else down, that if you're being Motzi someone in Kiddush Al HaPas, you have to be Motzi them also in the Hamotzi. And since the motzi there is part of Kiddush, you have to be motzi them with that, and they should not be making their own motzi after you finish.